there's more questions than answers about the stimulus money that may or may not come Alaska's way. Tuesday in Wasilla, representatives from dozens of Matanuska-Susitna Borough nonprofit service agencies met to hear more from officials about tapping directly into the federal government's vein of dollars. APRN's Ellen Lockyer was there.
It was an informal and informative meeting sponsored by the Foraker Group and by the Matsu Health Foundation. Those who came chowed down on free pizza, but they were all ears when it came to finding out more about how to get government grants. Larry Persley, who's a staffer for House Finance Co-Chair Representative Mike Hawker, says it's a waiting game to see what Governor Palin and her line item veto pen will do about some stimulus funds she's not sure about.
After lawmakers send the bill to the governor, she has 20 days, not counting Sundays, to make her decision on the budget. So I think this session, the legislature is going to get the bill to the governor very quickly because everyone's waiting for decisions on the stimulus money. What should the school district do? What should the city do? So she has 20 days, not counting Sunday. If she vetoes anything, the legislature could call itself back in special session and by a three-quarter combined vote of the House and Senate, 45 members, override any vetoes.
The legislature passed a bill on the eve of adjournment Sunday, spending stimulus money the governor has not approved yet. But Persley says there is a second stream of stimulus money that does not pass through the state and is available directly from the federal government to nonprofits and other agencies. Many nonprofits, already short on staff, will have to find their way through the thicket of federal regulations to get to it, though.
This money ain't free.
Dave Hansen is the Matanuska-Susitna Borough's Economic Development Director.
And you have to work, and you have to work very hard. Even though Congress put these deadlines and said, get this money out, they didn't change the rules any federal agency had on granting money.
He says each federal agency has its own grant process, and anyone applying for federal stimulus money directly will have to go through complicated hoops to compete. Hansen says Matsu has an 11.3 unemployment rate, which qualifies the borough as a distressed area. The borough has already applied for funds for an agricultural development center, a green water treatment center, and a wetlands program. Matsu Health Foundation's Elizabeth Ripley says some nonprofits are in a position to successfully win federal grants, and it's worth the extra time and administrative work to get one.
The more dollars we can bring into this borough, the economic benefit and turnaround of those dollars impacts all of us here in the borough. And so, and ultimately, from the Health Foundation's perspective and research shows, one of the biggest keys to a person's health is having a good job and an income. And so that economic piece is integral to creating a healthy community.
And the direct route to the stimulus money holds potential for Alaska Native tribes, too. Jennifer Harrison with Chickaloon Village says it can be difficult for Native entities to apply for state pass-through grants.
We've seen a lot of state agencies ask for a sovereignty waiver, whereas the federal agency that gave them the funding did not ask for a sovereignty waiver from the tribes. It's something that the state adds on, and that's not something that we're willing to sign, and so we've been, we've had that door that we can't, get to that funding that the feds originally gave to the state.
Sovereignty waivers essentially efface a tribe's governmental authority. The Denali Commission and the state legislature teamed up to make the application process easier for Alaska entities through the new Alaska Clearinghouse, accessible through a link on the Denali Commission's website. The Foraker Group, which advocates for and advises nonprofits, has released guidelines for nonprofits that wish to pursue stimulus grants. Any organization that applies must have a proven success rate and be able to sustain a proposed project long-term. Forming partnerships enhances the chances of getting a grant, and most importantly, don't embark on a special project now just to get grant money. It may cause more harm than good. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.